Speaking of stress relief, let's talk to Dr. Alan Childs. We want to hear from you now at times like this because there's stress and uncertainty at this time. People are feeling it. And we wanted to kind of break it down about age. So from small children to older kids, teenagers, millennials, adults, and the elderly, how people are feeling in different ways here. I know you're seeing patients in different categories yourself, people coming to you for help at this time. And I thought maybe it would be helpful to talk about it in this way. How are you, Dr. Alan? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Anna. I'm telling you, just hearing the prior Bon Jovi, I'm on top of the world. And that's what we need to be feeling these days, all of us. You know, we all need to be pulling together and connecting with each other. This is the time when everybody needs everybody else to be together.
I saw your note here about the latest statement from the American Psychological Association, and they say just that. Helping another person can be an incredibly powerful experience, forms a connection between people, and reaffirms to ourselves that we're bringing value to the world. Reach out to your neighbors, ask them how they're doing, how can I help in some big or small way. It can help them, but it can also help you. Right, Dr. Alan?
Exactly, exactly. And really going back to children and development, the different ages, Anna, mm-hmm. is for children, anxiety, which is really natural, too. You know, they will be physically less active. You know, they have kind of longer screen times now, irregular sleep patterns, less favorable diets. And really, in the future, some children can experience post-traumatic stress disorder later on from this. I mean, there are newer reports of the terrible things that can happen and what people can feel, you know, later on as they grow older, children, adults, the elderly. But I think what happens is parents, in time working with the children, they have to remain calm as children internalize their stress. They need to accept, you know, their own feelings and tell them it's okay to be sad. Limit their exposure to internet and TV. And that's so important. They really just have to feel and let the kids know that it's okay and not to be afraid that we're there for each other.
Yeah, I think the kids do take their cues from you. It depends how old they are, but they certainly can figure out how, you know, their parents or the people around them are feeling. So that's an important thing. I've noticed some of my friends who are parents who have teenagers that they're very social by nature, right? I guess they're so good at using digital media. I don't know why they'd notice the difference because you can have 10 of them in one room a month ago and they wouldn't be paying attention to each other. They'd be on their devices, but now they seem to want to connect and they feel deprived that they're not getting to do that.
Well, they do. And I think what happens is the children need to feel like they should be able to talk about their anxiety, be able to do what they normally do. And we go back to the statement from the American Psychological Association is that even what needs to happen is even more a connection beyond the parents is neighbors. Reaching out to your neighbors and say, hey, how are you doing? You know, how can I assist you? Like, even in a bigger, small way. Pick up the phone, ask how you're doing. Even kids need to do that with kids mm-hmm. and teenagers with teenagers. Because what needs to happen is we really need to help children create and sustain meaningful connections with each other. And I think once they do that and learn that, they take that with them as they grow older. They'll look back at this time. And I think in order for us to have a stronger, more resilient society, we really have to focus on rebuilding around other people, centering ourselves around other people, and not isolating, not just watching the news every minute of the day and getting increasing and stirring up our anxiety and becoming fearful. Because I think adults are afraid, too, of all of this because they're afraid of perhaps losing their job or what's going to happen if they don't have enough money to put food on the table. But I think as they start worrying and becoming fearful and reading statistics, they're going to really get scared. And all they should do is pick up the phone and call their neighbor and say, come on over for dinner. Let's do something fun tonight. Let's take a walk. Let's make something. Let's do something. Let's play a game. Let's all, be together. And I think when people have that connection with each other, they feel so much better, Alan, so much more relaxed.
Even if it's digital connection, there's so many ways to do that now. Everyone's really taking advantage of that. I like what you say here, Dr. Alan Childs. You say begin your day with gratitude. Write a letter about what it is. What are you grateful for today? And often it's the simple things, right? The simple things that make you happy that you take for granted any other time.
Oh, exactly. And what happens is adults are working together with a sense of empathy, which is one of my specialty areas. I promote that all the time because I think what's important is adults, we must inform ourselves of true facts and stay connected to the people we really love and be kind to each other. The standard advice I'm giving to my patients these days is stay in contact with people virtually, like you just said, Anna. Engage in activities that give you pleasure and a sense of meaning, and do what you can to help others, which is, interestingly enough, a remarkable antidote to depression. It kind of ties in with kind of a quote I sent to you, if I can insert this, Anna.
Go ahead,
is that
please.
Today my quote of my day is, let your unique awesomeness and positive energy inspire confidence in others. Because I think when we start on a positive track and continue talking about good things like the gratitude of the day and, boy, I'm so blessed to have my dad alive and healthy, and I'm so great that my friends really care about me, really listen, and I have them to reach out to. That's what we need. We have to have that positive energy and influence.
Yeah, and it just wrap up for us, Dr. Childs. What are you hearing from patients right now? I know you're very good at offering advice about how to kind of get through things all the time, but right now these are unprecedented times.
Right. What I'm hearing from my patients in general is that they are, in dealing with me especially, and with my philosophy, is that they're not really looking too far ahead. They're not overreaching, but they're taking one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to gratitude. They're blessed with what they have today. I really don't want them thinking about negative thoughts that are going to go ahead and increase their anxiety and affect their sleep and affect their eating habits and making them not feel good. But I want them to think about all the good things that are going on, like the friendships, getting together virtual, getting together and doing activities and taking a walk together, you know, walking the dog, just talking about maybe even fantasizing about what's going to happen in 6 months to 12 months, how good life will be, how much better, and how they'll feel so much better. That we're so all glad to be together, staying connected to the people we love and being kind to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really my focus.
Well, I'm glad you're connected to us. So check in again, Dr. Alan Childs. It's good hearing from you. And
great hearing from you
well.
Too, Anna. You too. Thank you so much.
We want to